Okay. We're holding on Lamadala Nomad Bays, about 10 lines from the bottom. The line begins Avalaratio. Lamadala Nomad Bays, yeah. We've been learning so far. We had again, going back to a couple of days ago, the Gemara had pointed out that there seems to be a steer between our Mishnah that mentions that there's a Knas for these cases of Chiyuv Karis or Chiyuv Malkus versus the Mishnah in Makkos that mentions that you get Malkus for them. On the face of it, you don't get both, and we had three different possibilities. We had Ula that said that when there's a choice, you always pay, you don't get Malkus. So whether there was a straw or not, you're paying. The only case where you get Malkus is if the payment is a chlan not shayach. For example, she was a begeret. We had Rabbi Yochanan who said that no, other things being equal, usually you give them Malkus, not make them pay the tishlumin. But there's a difference between whether there was hasra or not. If there's hasra, you give him malchus. If there wasn't hasra, then he pays money. And then we had Rish Lakish who said that our Mishnah goes according to the mayor, loiko mashalim, that yes, you can be getting malchus and have to pay as well. What does that have to do? It's not a question of us being achmanis. It's a question of what the Eibishter says to do. Alti chacham harbi, you know, don't be smart, don't be smart and rachmanistic when the Eibishter says not. According to the Shlokish, the mayor holds loiko mashalim, that yes, you do get both. Okay, so the question is, okay, we can understand why Rabbi Yochanan does not want to learn like Rish Lakish. Very simple, to come away from Lakir Rabbanan. He wants to be able to say that these Mishnayos are going according to the Rabbanan, which the Halacha is like them. Rish Lakish would have to say that the Halacha is not like our Mishnah, and you generally don't want to do that. Ella Rish Lakish, my time alone, Amakir Rabbi Yochanan. Why Taka doesn't Rabbi Yochanan hold, Rish Lakish hold like Rabbi Yochanan? That is a difference whether there was Hasura or not. The answer is Amalach. Kivin de'ilu asra be'potter, because Rish Lakish would say that no. If we're going to say that he's potter, when they gave him asra, that he's potter from the money because then he's getting malchus, well then kilo asra be'nami potter. Well, even if they didn't give him asra, even if he's not able to actually get malchus because there was no asra, he'd still be potter in that case. In other words, Rish Lakish holds, basically, that when you have, it's not a question of whether the person is actually getting malchus. It's a question of, is it something that's chayev malchus? If it's something that's chayev malchus, then you can't make him pay money. So therefore, it has to be okay. It has to be that which are according to the Chachamim. That is. So the only way to explain it would be according to the mayor. And in fact, of Azula Taimayu, in fact, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are going according to their respective opinions. Just the opposite of Dimi Yoma, because when Rabbi Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, he said, Chayvin Mrs. Shrugigin v'chayvin Malki is Shrugigin v'davar Acher. If you have somebody who's Chayiv, something that should be Chayiv Misa, except it was B'shrugig. Or Rashi says Shaloi Hisruva, and that there was no Asura, which implies it would be the same thing if it was Mazid and there was no Asura. So if you have somebody who did something which should be Chayiv Misa, except that he was Shogig, or Mazid and no Asura, and along with that there's something else, such as a payment of money, or Chayiv Malkus Shogigin, again, where he did something that should be Chayiv Malkus for Mazid, but it was B'Shogig, or there was no Asura, and therefore he doesn't get Malkus, and it's combined together with something else, Rabbi Yochanan on the Chayiv or the Shlokish on the Potter. That's Taka the Machlokus. Rabbi Yochanan would say then that he is Chayiv to pay the money, and Rish Lakish would say he's Potter. Rabbi Yochanan on the Chayiv, the Holy Asura, the fact that they didn't give him Asura, so there's no coming with the Rabbi Minei. You can't say you should get him out of paying because it's a chi of Misa or a chi of Malkus. It may be something that's serious enough to warrant Misa or Malkus, but in this case, there is none. Therefore, you should make him pay. Rish Lakish on the Potter, whereas Rish Lakish says he's Potter, given the Ilu Astru Bei Potter, because since we see that it's something which is serious enough that there could be Malkus or Misa, as the case may be, that if they were to give him Asura, then we would apply Kam Libid Rabbi Minei and make him potter from the money, Ki Loy Asra Beinami potter, then even if they didn't give him that straw. So just like if they gave him that straw, we would say that you don't make him pay both, because we said, Mishum Risha Achat Atam Chayveh, and not Shtei Rishayis, you don't, there's no double jeopardy. So even if there's no actual Hasra, and we'll learn soon what his marker for this is, nevertheless, you don't make him pay. So Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, how can you say that you have to pay in a case where a chi of Malkus or Misa exists, in other words, where it's the kind of thing that should be chi of Malkus or Misa, just there was no Asura? The Pasuk says, again, this Pasuk that we've been quoting a couple of times over the last few days, So this is the case where two people are fighting. One of them hits a pregnant woman and makes her miscarry. The pasuk says v'lo ye'osen, that if there's no osen onish ye'onish, then he gets fined. He has to pay dmei v'lodis. He has to pay the value that she lost by not being pregnant anymore. My law osen mamish. Now on the face of it, what osen we said the other day meant a death. So doesn't the pasuk mean when it says v'lo ye'osen means that if the woman didn't die, then you make him pay dmei v'lodis, which would imply if she did die. Now, if she did die, he's not going to be chayiv misa because there's no hasra. But had there been hasra, he would be chayiv misa because he killed the person. And yet we're saying that in that case...
But there has to be a schar to the person...
No, we're talking about there has to be hasra, of course. But what we're talking about is like this, in other words. If one person kills another and there's hasra, then he's chayiv misa. Which means, therefore, even if there's no hasra, it's the kind of case we're talking about of a chayiv misa's trade union. He didn't mean to kill this woman, but accidentally he did. And yet, the pasuk seems to be implying that because there was an asan, therefore he doesn't have to pay the dmei v'lodis. Now, why not? According to Rish Lakish, that makes sense. Once you say that it's something which would be chayiv misa, then it doesn't really matter whether he is chayiv misa or not. Either way, he's potter from tashlum. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, that there's a difference whether hasra or not. Well, there's no hasra over there. Why would the pasuk be differentiating whether the woman died or whether she didn't die? Either way, he should be chayiv to pay the dmei v'lodis. The answer is loy. No, Rabbi Yochanan would answer, din asein. No, the word asein in the pasuk doesn't refer to whether the woman dies or not. It refers, din asein means we're talking about whether it's a case that could potentially involve the death, that whether it's a case that involves the death penalty or not. Din asein, do we actually judge him with the death penalty? When would that be? Only if there's hasra. So then what the pasuk comes out saying, in other words, is v'lo yeh asein, if there was no din asein, meaning if there's no judgment against him of a death penalty, which could be either because he didn't kill her, he only made her miscarry, or it could be because he killed her and there was no hasra, in all those cases he has to pay. When is he potter from paying? If there's asein, then she was killed and there was hasra against him, only then would he be potter. That's what it means. So it's no stira.
Someone make up straw when they're fighting?
While they're fighting, yes. Somebody could be telling him that, you know what, if you kill the other guy, or again, we learned the other day that it was a machloikas, niskavim laharagas zeh, vaharagas zeh, that if a person intends to kill one person and by mistake he kills another person, would he be chayiv misa for that? So yes, they could give him asra during the fight. You know what, you better be careful. If you kill the guy you're fighting with or any other innocent bystander, you will be chayiv misa. And as usual, it has to be hitzer asmi lemisa, that he says, alpha pekain, I don't care, I'm doing it anyway, and gives a whack.
He doesn't say that, he's not...
Then that's a general rule with hasra, yeah, that he has to be hitzer asmi lemisa. Otherwise, if he doesn't say anything, then it's not a hasra. Yeah.
Continuing to fight doesn't mean that...
Doesn't mean that, yeah. Ikadamri, a different version, is the other way around. Esr Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. According to the second version, Fakir, Rabbi Yochanan is the one who brought the pasuk as a question on Rish Lakish. When the pasuk says v'lo yeh osen onish yonish, my lab din osen, shouldn't we assume that when the pasuk says osen or not osen, it really means din osen, whether he's being judged with the death penalty or not? And then in that case, then it would be a question on Rish Lakish. According to Rish Lakish, the key thing is not whether he's being judged with the death penalty, it's whether the woman was killed or not. And the answer is loy osen mamish. No, Rish Lakish would answer that the word osen means that the woman herself was killed versus not killed. If she was killed, then there's no onish. Then he's not fined for the dmei v'lodis because kam lo b'dirabim inei. If she wasn't killed, then he is.
As opposed to the previous understanding of osen.
So that's the thing. So Rabbi Yochanan would understand that the word din osen means that it has to be a case where he is subject to the death penalty. And according to Rish Lakish, it would have to be a case where the death penalty could have been involved. Meaning that a fully formed human, as opposed to the embryos, was killed. Yeah. Right. However, Amar Rava or Mi Ikalamanda Amar Chayvim Mrs. Shergi and Chayovim. Really, you're telling me that Rav Dimi's version of this machloikas that we just had is that the machloikas between Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish applies both to Malkus and to Misa. So you're telling me then that there's an that Rav Yochanan would hold that somebody who does something which would be chayiv misa, but it was b'shogeg, so therefore there's no misa, that then he should be chayiv to pay, which is what you're saying Rabbi Yochanan says. But in the yeshiva of Chizkiah, they learned a braisa as follows. The pasuk says, "Make odim or make behem."
In other words, we're questioning that without intention he could get
misa. No. Of course not. No. Of course, without intention he can't get misa. No, we're questioning like this. You're saying that Rabbi Yochanan is saying, even though the action was something that could have been chayiv misa had there been hasra. Nevertheless, you're making it because there is no actual misa, because there was no hasra. Therefore, you're making him liable for the payment. But is that really so? We're going to quote now something that says that no, across the board, any time it's something that's chayiv misa, you automatically, because of that, potter from payment. So v'altana dvechis. Without having the need for real misa, right? Because it was chayiv misa shogig, and because it's something that he could have been chayiv misa had he been amazed, then even the fact that he's shogig protects him. The pasuk says, "Make odom or make behema." At the end of Parshas Emor, the Torah describes over there a person kills an animal. Make behema yishal. And the pasuk goes like this: "Make behema yishal mena, or make odom yuma." So a person who strikes, meaning kills an animal, has to pay for it. Hello. "Make odom," and a person who kills another person, yuma, should be put to death. Now, why are we putting these two things together in one pasuk like this? He said. When it comes to killing an animal, there's no difference whether you did it b'shoigig, b'mezid, b'miskaven, l'sheinim miskaven, whether you had intention to kill or not, ben derech yuridu, l'derech aliyah, or whether it was on a downstroke or an upstroke, which we're going to talk about in a minute. With a person, that makes a difference. In particular, that makes a difference as far as b'shoigig by a person. The din is the Mishnah talks about in Makkos like this. You have, for example, A person is coming down a ladder, and he accidentally slips off the ladder and falls on somebody and kills him. Then he'd have to go to the Ori Mikva. But if he was climbing up the ladder and then a rung broke and he fell on the guy and killed him, then it would be Potter. Yeah. Or similar, there's other similar examples. If you're lifting up a knife, let's say, chop some meat, and you accidentally hit somebody, then you're not high of gullus. But if it was on a downstroke, then you are. Basically, the idea, the Rambam says that basically the idea is that if it's on the downstroke, it's a more common thing. It's a more usual thing when you add there is a force of gravity over there, so you're expected to be a little more careful. And if you're not, then there's a certain element of carelessness there, enough to make you have to go to the Ori Mikva.
If the guy takes a hammer and goes like this, and the candle falls out,
then he would be father, right? So Derech Aliyah, though, the Rambam says, is more like Peli. It's a weird thing. You couldn't really have held him responsible for that, therefore he's
possible. If he knows the guy's just behind him?
No, if he knows the guy's behind him, maybe that's different. When we learn Makkos in about 2 years from now, Bez Hashem, we'll get into this in great detail. Yeah. Anyway, for right now, the important point is that when it comes to killing an animal, there's no such distinction. Lepotra and Mammon, there's never a case when you kill somebody else's animal where you're potter from paying. Ela l'chayv and Mammon. In all cases, whether it was Rishoyig, Bumezid, etc., you still have to pay money. Ah, Make Odom, the same thing, then the Pasuk is implying by putting together Make Odom and Make Behema in the same Pasuk, the implication is when it comes to Make Odom, there's no difference between B'Shoigig, B'Mezid, B'Miskaven, L'Shein Miskaven, whether you had intent or didn't have intent, whether it was on the downstroke or the upstroke, L'Chayve Mammon, there's no case where you're Chayve Mammon for killing another person, Ela L'Poitre Mammon, you're always Potter. We always say, Kam L'Vidirav Minei.
So that's
Tana Dvechizkiya, right? But we're assuming that everybody agrees with that. Tosfos actually had a bit of a discussion. Who says necessarily that everybody agrees with it? Okay. Tosfos says that Rabbi Yochanan himself said before that there's a difference between hasra and not hasra. So we're saying then that the Mishnah seems to be implying that if he's b'shogeg, he's potter, which matches what Tana Dvechizkiya says. Yeah. Tosfos has a bit of a discussion on that. But the assumption is that basically everybody agrees with the statement of Tana Dvechizkiya. The truth is, Tosfos also points out there are other, we do find other Tanoim who disagree with him as well. Gemara could have said that Rabbi Yochanan holds like one of those Tanoim, but evidently we're saying not.
For purposes
of discussion, yeah. So it comes out then there is no difference between Shogig and Mezid. Either way, we always say that he's Potter from Tashlomin. So how do we say that Rabbi Yochanan held that if he was B'Shogig, he would be Chayev? Ella, no. He also Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, this was the usual thing we find throughout Shas, that Rav Dimi would be the first one to come from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and he would bring an initial report, and afterwards Ravin would come and he'd clarify things.
The same place?
Yeah, they're both coming from Eretz Yisrael. There was a constant flow of traffic of Chachamim going back and forth between Eretz Yisrael and Bavel to keep everybody updated on what's being discussed in the yeshivas in the other place. That's how it is. That in the Bavli we have stuff from Rav Yechanan, and in the Yerushalmi they have stuff from Rav Chista and Rav Huna and all the other Amoraim from Bavel. Yeah, because they constantly had people going back and forth and bringing the information from one to the other. So Rav Gimi and Ravin were two of the ones who that was their major job. Their job was to travel back and forth and report on this stuff. Yeah. So he also Ravin Omar. No, Chayden Misa Shogigin Kulam Litzligidip Turin. No, if it's a case of Misa and he was b'shogig, which then there's no Misa, then fine. Everybody agrees he's Potter because of what Tanit Vechizki has said, that there's a comparison between killing an animal and killing a person. No, the machloikas would only be about somebody who would have been chayev malchus if it was b'mezid and there was hasra, but instead he was b'shoigig, or b'mezid without hasra, and it's together with something else, such as paying money. That's the machloikas. There, Rabbi Yochanan am chayev. So Rabbi Yochanan says that he is that says that he's chayev to pay because he says, look, what is the pasuk talking about? Make adam, make behemi shamano, make adam yomos. We're talking about misa, nothing about malchus. Chayvim misas itkush, chayvim malchus lo itkush. So the Torah is making a hekesh between killing an animal and something which would be chayev misa, killing a person, not between killing an animal and something that would be chayev malchus. Therefore, there's no reason to say that he should be potter in the case of malchus. Rish Lakish, I'm a potter. Whereas Rish Lakish said he's potter. Why? Because Beferish, Rib Satura, Chayvim Malkius, Chayvim Misses. Because we have an explicit thing that the Torah includes that Chayvim Malkius are just like Chayvim Misses in this regard. So if we're saying that Chayvim Misses, based on Tanit Vechizkiya, are potter, and even Rabbi Yechon agrees to that, so Rish Lakish says the same thing would have to be Chayvim Malkius. Hechon Rib Satura, where exactly does the Torah give such a ribui? I'm Rabbi Asir Rosha Rosha. We make a Xer Shava of the two words Rosha. By chayvim misses, by the case of a person killed somebody, case of a retzeach who kills somebody else, the pasuk says, "Be careful that the velosikul koy for the nefesh retzeach. Don't take any ransom from him. He has to put asher hu rasha lamos. He's a rasha. He has to be put to death. Make sure you do that." The other word, rasha, there. By malchus, you have v'hoyim v'nakos harasha. If the rasha has to be hit, then has to be given malchus, then you go and give him malchus. So you have exeter shava of the two words rasha, the comparison between a retzeach, who's chayiv misa, and a person who's chayiv malchus. Rav Oma asya make make. Rav says, no, you have a different exeter shava for it. You have two, the case of malchus, the make make on the face of it sounds like he means exeter shava between two times when the Torah uses the word hitting. Well, we're going to explain in a second, that's not what he means. So Omoya Rapopal Rava, hey Make, which case, what pasuk where it mentions hitting a person are you talking about? Ilema Umake Behemi Shamano Maka Adam Yomos. So you're talking about the pasuk that we just quoted before? Can't be Haibak Tolaksim. That doesn't mean Maka Adam Yomos doesn't mean you hit him and injure him. It means you hit him and kill him. That's Chayv Misa. That's not Chayv Malkus. Ela Hai Make. So no, what he must mean, the following pasuk. The pasuk says a few pesukim later, "Make nefesh behemi yishalmena nefesh tachas nav." A few pesukim earlier, actually, "Make nefesh behemi yishalmena." Somebody who kills an animal, yishalmena, has to pay for it. Nefesh tachas nafesh, a soul for a soul. Which nefesh tachas nafesh over there basically has the same meaning as ayin tachas ayin. Doesn't mean you obviously don't kill a person for killing an animal. Only Peter would say that. It means that you pay money. Yeah. The summer clay, and then right after that, the pasuk says, "Ish ki yitin mum ba misoi." That's a person causes a blemish on somebody else. Kasher also can you also lie, just as was done to, just as he did to the other guy, so is done to him, which again means he pays money. So you want to say that that's what it means? The question is, I love maki. The Torah doesn't use the word maki over there. It says, "The ish ki yitin mum ba misoi." Doesn't say, "The ish ki yake ki yake es misoi." Yes, it was okay. You're right, Robert says. I don't mean the actual word make. I mean that the Torah is comparing two different kinds of hitting. Well, make nefesh behemi yishalmena means hitting it. And the ishki is in mumba misa. How do you call the mum in somebody? By hitting him. Tosfos talks about that we're not really talking about a gzeira shava, then we're really talking about a smuchim, that you have two things juxtaposed with each other in the pasuk, sort of like a hekesh. The question is, but why then? In that case, if then it's talking about injuring somebody else, we have to pay money. And there you do pay money, you don't get malchus. So how are you saying that there's any comparison? With a case of malchus? The answer is, we said the other day that normally the normal situation where one person hits somebody else is he causes damage more than a shava pruta, damage tsar, ripui, etc., all the different things, more than a shava pruta, and then we say he pays it and he doesn't get malchus. If it's less than a shava pruta, we said he does get malchus. So therefore, fine. If you can't, since the pasuk is not necessary to teach us about the case of where you hit somebody where it's worth a shavah prota, because that already you had, you don't need the word kasha also kenya osaloi. The pasuk continues kenya nothing but, and we said that nesina means giving money. Then fine, you have to apply the pasuk to a case where you hit him and it's not worth a shavah prota, meaning that he gets malchus. So we do have a hekesh. The same kind of hekesh that Tana Dvei Chizkiyah was making between killing an animal and killing a person, where we said, therefore, you potter from Tashlumin. Rava is saying that Pasuk is making the same comparison between killing an animal and wounding a person in a way that's worth less than a shavah prota, where there you get malchus. So we see that there's a comparison between killing an animal, where regardless you chayev, no matter what, whether it was b'shogeg, b'mezid, etc., versus somebody who's chayev malchus for hitting somebody else, where also there's no difference according to Rish Lakish between shogeg, b'mezid, etc. Either way, if it was b'mezid, he would have gotten malchus. B'shogeg is not getting malchus, but either way, we're saying that he's potter from pain. Well, that's the question. What paying? So if not about the shulman who? What paying? If we're talking about less than a shavah pruta, then there's no payment to be talking about. Then what is the pasuk teaching us? So we said the other day, let's say, for example, I mean, you have those five things that you pay when you hurt somebody, right? Or up to five things. Nezek, tzar, ripui, shevis, and boshet. Let's say, for example, you gave the guy, you know, you tapped the guy, let's say. There's no nezek. He's not worth any less on the slave market. There's no real tzar. There's no ripui because he doesn't have to go to the doctor. There's no shevis. He didn't lose any time off work. And let's say there's no boshet because, let's say, for example, he's a shoiter or he was asleep or whatever.
So then there's nothing.
But that's the question. In other words, if we're saying that it's talking less than a shavah pruta, then there's nothing to pay anyway. What would the pasuk be teaching us then? That in that case, if he's shogeg, so we're saying fine. If it's b'mezid, you get malchus. But what's the comparison if he's b'shogeg? What are you supposed to do then? What is the pasuk telling us he's potter from? Malchus obviously he's potter from because he's b'shogeg. Money he necessarily is potter from. There's nothing to pay for anyway. What are we talking about? The answer is, okay, but how about you can have, the hekesh could be as follows. What if the same, lo tzricha literally means no, it's necessary to say, no, don't, not like you were thinking, that we don't seem to understand what it means. No, we need that hekesh for the following case. Lo tzricha, yeah. That as he is, at the same time that he's hitting him, at the same time he rips his clothes. So, since the hakah itself is worth less than a shavah pruta, he'll get malchus for that.
When he's hitting him, he's ripping his clothes at the same time?
Yeah, he's hitting him with one hand and ripping his clothes with the other.
And it's more than a shavah pruta.
The clothes are more than, but wait, so the point is like this. So if it was b'mezid, we would say he gets malchus for the hitting, and therefore he's potter from paying for the clothes, because come live the rabbi mineh, What we're saying is, if it was b'shoy, according to Rish Lakish, what the ekish in the pasuk is teaching us, even with b'shoygig, because had it been b'mezid, he'd be chayav malchus, therefore, even though in this case it was b'shoygig, he's potter for the clothes. That's the comparison that the
machine. He rips the clothes at the same time.
No, let's say it was with two hands. Yeah, no, whatever. Fine. It could be that it's the same action. Whatever. The point is, yeah, that ordinarily we would say he's chayav for the clothes, but because in this case he also did something which would have been subject to malchus had he been b'mezid, then even though it's for shogeg, going through the shlokish, he's still potter from pain. Okay, going back to what we said before, we mentioned Tanad Vechizkiyan Amud Aleph, that we said that he explains that there's a hekesh between Maki Adam and Maki Behema, that the Pasuk is telling us that just like with Maki Behema, there's never any difference, you always chayev to pay, so also with Maki Adam, you're always potter from paying. The question is, Amalei Rav Chiya L'Rava, Well, the Tana Debechizkiya, I'm a Maka other Maka Behema. Well, then let's see. According to Tana Debechizkiya, who says that we have this hekesh between killing a person and killing an animal, Mimai Debechoyoksiv, who says Vachal that the Pasuk is talking about doing it on a weekday, where then you would be chayav to pay for the animal? And then you would say that there's no distinction between Shegig and Mezid, because regardless, you cause damage to somebody else's property, you have to pay. Dilmud b'Shabbos k'siv. Maybe the Pasuk is actually talking about Shabbos. Then you can even make a chiluk within the animal itself. You would say that if it was b'Mezid, he's chayev skila for the chilul Shabbos of killing the animal, therefore he'd be potter. That everybody agrees to, we said all this time. Whereas if it was b'shogeg, then he'd be chayev. Then you would think that he should be potter from paying for the animal. So you would think that he'd be chayev to pay for the animal because he's b'shogeg. He's not getting a chiyuv misa, and we're saying that nevertheless he's potter because the Torah is comparing shogeg and mezid. But you're assuming, in other words, that you're taking it as a given, Tana Dvechizkiya, that any time you kill somebody else's animal, you're always going to be chayav for paying. But I can find you a case where you kill somebody else's animal and you're potter from paying. It was on Shabbos and you did it for Mezid. So that being the case, then who says that the pasuk is telling us then that just like with an animal, you're always chayav, so with a person, you're always potter. With an animal itself, sometimes you might be chayav, sometimes you might be potter.
It's a special case.
So what? How do we know? The pasuk doesn't say anything about Shabbos or weekday. The answer is lois hakadaita. You can't think that that's what the pasuk means. Just if, because again, let's review the pasuk. Umake behemi yishalmena, umake adam yumas. If you kill an animal, then you have to pay for it. If you kill a person, then you're put to death. Now, hechidami. If we're talking about the case, in the second half of the pasuk, when we say a person who kills another person is put to death, if they didn't give masra, then of course he's not getting put to death. So obviously it must be that they gave masra. So what if it's on Shabbos? If they gave him masra, that would be amazing. Then he's not paying for it. Then there's kamala b'derabim. He's getting executed. He's getting skila for killing the animal. So obviously we must be talking about, the pasuk must be talking about on a weekday.
Getting killed because of Shabbos.
Getting killed because of Shabbos, right. But in other words, the two halves of the pasuk have to be talking about a similar kind of case. The second half, umake adam yumas, there has to be a case where, it has to be talking about a case where he would be chayav misa, namely there was hasra. Well, the only way you'd be chayav hasra for an animal the only way hasra would be relevant to killing an animal would be if it was on Shabbos. But then you can't say makah behemi yishalmena. The fact that the pasuk is telling us that you have to pay for the animal implies, even though you were bemazed, there's no death penalty involved over here. There's not even a possibility of a death penalty. There's no kam libe d'rabim inei. Therefore, you always have to pay for the animal. By comparison, then Maki Adam has to be talking about, Maki Adam therefore also has to be talking about where he did it b'mezid and there was hasra. So in that case, you're killing him because of the killing, nothing to do with Shabbos, in other words. So that's what Tana Dvechizkiya means then. He means that when the pasuk is talking about killing an animal, since it says Yishalmena, has to be talking about on weekdays. Therefore, there's no distinction between weekday and Shabbos. There's no case where sometimes you chayev to pay money for killing the animal and sometimes not. Automatically, therefore, on weekdays, you're always going to be chayev for killing the animal. There's no other patura that you could have for it. Therefore, when it comes to Maki Adam, also there's no such distinctions. We're saying across the board, you're potter. Going back now to what we said yesterday. We mentioned yesterday in the course of the discussion. We said that we were trying to figure out let's review. Rish Lakish had said that the explanation, the reason why our Mishnah doesn't contradict the one in Makkos, where our Mishnah says you have to pay the knas and Makkos says you get Malkos, is because our Mishnah goes like a mayor, which is loiko mashalim, that you can get Malkos and still have to pay. And we discussed the pros and cons of that. We said first we said that Reb Meir would make a distinction. So we said that according to that explanation, how does it fit the fact that the next part of the Mishnah, the next Mishnah, which we'll learn tomorrow, says that if instead of a choisoi, which is chayiv kares, if it's bita, your daughter, which is chayiv, where you chayiv misa for that, then you're potter from paying because kam lebedir abaminei. Does Reb Meir really make such a distinction? And we said that yes, we brought a braisa that seems to say Reb Meir does not make such a distinction. But we said that no, that braisa was talking about that somebody else, that one person stole an animal and another person shechted it on Shabbos. But if the same person had done everything, had done the stealing and had done the tericha on Shabbos, then Reb Meir would hold these pulses because come live it happened. That was one. Then we said we went through that a while. Then we said that actually that Rabbah had said something different. Rabbah had said that there's a difference between knas and regular payments. We said that Rabbah had wanted to say that according to the mayor, when it comes to regular payments, yes, we say come live the rabbi. If you're chayev misa, then automatically you're potter from any regular payment, but you can still be chayev in a knas, and therefore. So now our Mishnah is saying you chayev knas, and therefore also in the case of the tashlumah above hamisha, since all of that is a knas, then since you did the stealing and the shechting on Shabbos. If you did the stealing before Shabbos, so you were chayiv in the keren before Shabbos, you only became chayiv in the knas on Shabbos, even though you chayiv nisa at the same time for shechting. Nevertheless, one doesn't override the other. You can be nesim or shalom a knas. Now we left unsolved though one thing. According to Rabbah is agreeing with Rish Lakish that our Mishnah goes according to the mayor, what are we doing with Bitoy? According to Rabbah's explanation, that in the case of knas, you do get Misa and you pay the Knas, then why is the next Mishnah, which we're assuming at this point is Reb Meir, saying that you're potter from the Knas in the case of Bitoy? The case of Bitoy, you're getting the death penalty. Why, according to Rabbah's logic, you should also be chayiv in the Knas. Why are you potter? That's Amalei Rav Papa Labaya. L'Rabbah, the Amal Chidushu Shechitcha Torah B'Knas. According to Rabbah, who says that the whole concept of Knas is a Chidush. The Torah treats it differently than other things. But Afal Gav the Mikdum L'Shalim, that even though a person is getting executed, he still has to pay the knas. Well, then Masnissin Kaman Mukim Law. Then you have the question: who would Rabbah say that our Mishnah and the next Mishnah go like? E Kirab Meir Kashet Bito. If you're going to say like Reb Meir, then you have a problem with the next Mishnah about Bito. According to his understanding of Reb Meir, in all cases, you're always going to have to pay the knas, whether it's Chayvi Lavin, or Chayvi Krisis, or Chayvi Mrs. Bastin, there's always a knas. According to Rabbah's understanding. So according to Reb Meir, you should be Chayiv the knas in the case of Bito also. Ik Reb Nechunya ben Akona, if he's going to say that our Mishnah goes like Reb Nechunya ben Akona, can't kasha achoisei. What about the case of achoisei? We discussed a few days ago that according to Reb Nechunya ben Akona, when you do something which is Chayiv Koris, and at the same time you become chayiv in a payment, then you potter because come live with the rabbi minei. Reb Nechunya ben Akona had said that come live with the rabbi minei applies to Koris as well as to Mrs. Bastin. That's why he said if you set somebody's haystack on fire on Yom Kippur, you potter. According to Reb Nechunya ben Akona, in our Mishnah, when it says that he's chayiv knas for achoisei, you should be potter because come live with the rabbi minei for Koris. And he could have been Kashim Amzeres. There's a third possibility. In Makos, the Gemara discusses over there, that Mishnah that we've been quoting from Makos throughout this whole sugya that says, Evo Hein Aloikin, that the following people get Malkus, and it lists a bunch of cases where a person has Chayiv Kares, including Achoisai, the Gemara mentions over there a three-way Machloikus. There's one opinion, one of the opinions there, Rabbi Yitzchok holds that no. We don't agree. He disagrees with that Mishnah. He says that no, as a matter of fact, somebody who's Chayiv Kares is not able to get Malkus, even if they gave him Asurah for Malkus. Nevertheless, Koris, that's it. Because he learns it from Sukkim over there. The Gemara explains there in Makos that he learns it from Sukkim. But so according to him then, somebody who is high of Koris is never going to get Malkus. So Iker Rabbi Yitzchok, Kashim Amzeres. So according to Rabbi Yitzchok then, in the case of, our Mishnah had mentioned the case of, and mentioned the case of Mamzeres, where we said, we said that we mentioned the Mishnah that a mamzeres gets a knas. Now a mamzeres, there's no chiyuv karis, there's only a chiyuv malchus. And yet we're saying, even though there's malchus, there's still a knas. So when we started the whole sugya by saying that we have a contradiction between our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Makos, because ain't a loika umashalim. Well, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, you're always getting malchus. There's no case of kares is always chayev in malchus. So according to him, then habala chosay would be chayev to pay. Fine, because we're saying that kares doesn't prevent you from having to pay a knas. But according to him, why are you paying a knas in the case of mamzeres, where you are getting malchus? Rabbi is saying that even though you get killed, you get malchus. He's not necessarily saying that even though you get malchus, you have to pay a knas. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, it would come out. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, or according to everybody else for that matter, in the case of mamzeres, you're getting malchus. Why, according to that, would you pay a knas? So which Tana does Rabbi hold that our Mishnah goes according to? So Hanicha Isav Alak Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, so we can say very well then. Now we had on top of what Rabbi said before, we have to consider before we said Rabbi Yochanan versus Rish Lakish, whether again Rabbi Yochanan said that there's a difference Hasra or not Hasra, and Rish Lakish said there's no difference. So if Rabbi agrees with Rabbi Yochanan, who nami matayrus lachir Rabbi Yochanan, then very well, he can give the same answer as Rabbi Yochanan, that our Mishnah is talking about there was no Hasra, therefore there's no Malkus, in the case of Mamzeres, let's say. The Mishnah in Makus is talking about there was Hasra, therefore he's getting Malkus. So fine, then in the case of our Mishnah you're paying, in the case of the Mishnah in Malkus you're getting Hasra. In Makus you're getting Malkus. But if you hold like Rish Lakish, that there's no difference between Hasra or not Hasra, then who is he going to say the Mishnah goes like? The answer is okay. Okay, you have no choice. You have to say that Rabba, in that case, has to hold like Rabbi Yochanan. So he would say that there is a difference between Hasra and not Hasra. So Rabba would say then that Rabbi Meir holds that loike or mashalim, that you can get malchus and even have to pay regular payments. Mes mashalim is special to knas. So he would be able to understand the Mishnayos. Our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Meir.
How is that not a steer to the next Mishnah?
Because it can't be b'shogeg either, because by bas, because even Rabbi Yochanan, we said in the end, agrees that even that chayv misses b'shogeg, you're still potter. See? So what would he do with bitay? Not sure. I'm gonna have to think about that one.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. How about another one? We need to figure out. According to the Shlokish, that the Torah is telling us that Chayvim Misses and Chayvim Malkius are on the same level. That with both of them, even if it was B'shoy Gigi Potter, Mantana de Poligalit de Rabbi Chonim Ben Akana. Then, in the Mishnah in Shavuos, there's a Mishnah in Shavuos that talks about this case that we mentioned early on in the sugya, where a person lights somebody else's haystack on fire. We said if it was on Shabbos, everybody agrees, come live at the Dabba Minei, he's potter from payment. If it was Yom Kippur, then we have the Machloikas, Rav Nechunya ben Akana, and the Rabbanan. According to Rish Lakish, who would be arguing against Rav Nechunya ben Akana? If we're saying that there's no difference between Asra or not, if we're saying according to the Shlokas that there's no difference that either way if it's Chayvim Malkius, you're potter from paying. So the Nechunya ben Akana says you're potter from paying for the haystack on Yom Kippur because come with the Dabaminei. Who would the Chachamim be? Who would say that you chayev? According to Rish Lakish, you should always be potter. The answer is Irab Meir, Irab Yitzchak. You could say either of Meir because we said that according to Rav Meir, Loiko Mashalim, you could be getting malkers as well as have to pay. So therefore, you can be getting malkers for having lit it on Yom Kippur because according to Rav Meir, something that you would be chayev kares for if you got hasra for malkers, then instead you'll get malkers and you'll still have to pay. Or according to Rabbi Yitzchak, that chayiv krisis don't get malchus, so therefore he can be chayiv karis, and still he can be chayiv karis, but still have to pay because he disagrees with Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana that kum lebe the Rabbi Minei applies to karis. Okay, going back to that thing according to what we were just saying according to Rabba, then what are we saying? What does he do with the next Mishnah about Bitoy? Let's take a couple of minutes and see if we can figure it out. Can you give me that? Come on, see if it says anything. So let's see. Ramus and Afagashir Mikzum Shalom, yeah. Okay. I don't know, actually. Because once we said that Rabbi Yochanan holds that even Chayvim misses of any kind, B'shoyge Gur B'mezid are potter, then how would he understand that the because Rabbi Yochanan is saying that Chayvim misses are potter, Bein B'shoyge Gur B'mezid, even Rabba, that's why we're saying Rabba has to agree with Rabbi Yochanan. That even Rav Meir, who says that chidushu shechid shetorah b'knas, that the Torah is still saying the afal gaf mikdil, that even though he's getting killed, he's still off the pay. He's saying the afal gaf mikdil. It would mean that he doesn't agree with Rabbi Yochanan then, because Rabbi Yochanan is saying that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, we were saying all held the Tana de Vechizkiya that once it's Chiyuv Misa, then you're potter. I guess we have to re-understand what Rabba meant over there, that Chidushu Shechid Shetar B'Knaf, Daf Gav the Mikdil Mashalim. I don't know, Rashi mentions it at the beginning, earlier on, Kasha Bitti de Masnissi Nami Knaf Tuva Kapatale Abitri, but it doesn't seem like the Gemara gives an actual answer to that, so I don't know. I'll have to look into it further tomorrow and see what answer I can bring tomorrow. But the Shem, I looked in the Hebrew Gemara as well as the English one, yeah, and it doesn't say even this one doesn't say anything.
The one that has lots of codes, the one called the Nur.
Yeah, the Masechta. I don't know. I'll have to leave that one. I'll have to leave that one open and see what I can find tomorrow, Bez Hashem. Okay. Yeah.